In many communities, municipalities take care of trash collection. But in Haines, each citizen has to deal with disposal of their own refuse. For some, that motivates good behavior like recycling and composting. For others, it leads to bad behavior like dumping trash in the woods or water. Whether the municipality should step in is a question that's come up periodically over the years. Now, the borough plans to form a working group to delve into the issue again. Here's how it works now. To properly get rid of solid waste, many Haines residents load trash into their cars and drive it about a mile out of town to the privately owned Community Waste Solutions.
Great. So then we'll get your weight here and then have you drive up to the metal pile and then come back around and get your weight again.
Sure. Yep. No problem.
So the way it works is we have the customers come in through the front scale. They'll come up and they'll speak with Josie at the window, and Josie will take their weight, weigh them in. If it's household garbage, it's dropped off here in the dumpster containers.
Sally Garten is the general manager of CWS. Until recently, there was one other privately owned trash disposal business, but Acme Transfer recently sold their permit to CWS. Now this is the only trash game in town, although there is another recycling option run by a nonprofit. The consolidation of trash business might open an opportunity for the Haines Borough.
I'm not used to living in a town that doesn't have a solid waste plant.
Margaret Friednauer is a borough assembly member.
Like, I've never lived somewhere where it's not a utility and I don't pay for solid waste in my taxes or as a fee. And I'm surprised. Like, is it a problem? I think that's what I'm trying to figure out.
The Assembly's Commerce Committee resurrected the trash question recently, following the consolidation of waste permits. Garten from CWS responded to Friednauer's question, saying there is definitely a problem.
We were contacted with property that had been storing garbage for generations. We're talking 120,000 pounds.
Wow. There have also been reports of people dumping their trash along rivers or in the woods. If the borough were to contract with CWS to provide something like roadside trash pickup, it might stop some of that bad behavior. The waste service could be paid for by fees or taxes. But not everyone is on board with that idea. Some people who minimize their waste by composting, recycling, or burning are resistant to the possibility of paying a fee or tax that may be significantly more than they currently shell out for trash disposal. Assemblymember Tresham Gregg said he would be reluctant to levy a flat fee.
If you're knocking on everybody $40 a month and they don't want that, it creates resentment. It creates more of the illegal dumping than it might solve.
But Friednauer argued that people are charged the same amount for other services.
I think it creates a better sense of public safety and health and welfare if we're able to provide a service to everyone, regardless of whether they can afford it or not, and regardless if they throw away one bag or 10 bags a month, because it keeps the community healthy.
The committee decided to form a working group to continue the trash talk. Representatives from CWS and the nonprofit Haines Friends of Recycling plan to participate. The group will explore whether borough-wide solid waste service is feasible at this time, or if the idea should be put on the back burner again. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.